Hey, y'all. We're going to look at John chapter 2, starting in 13. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. So in the Gospel of John, this is Jesus' first public activity. It's his first public ministry, particularly in Jerusalem. The other gospel writers put this same incident in the last week of Jesus' life. But John seems to want to put it forward at the beginning because he sees it as a theme for all of the Gospel of John. First thing I want to notice is that I think sometimes we read this account and we think, oh yeah, Jesus has lost his temper and he's gone in there to bring about justice. But I think it's more than just that he's angry. I think this activity itself is a sign. It's much like the prophets in the Old Testament. The prophets were always doing bizarre things that caused people to notice them and say, "What are you doing?" And then he would explain them. And I think that's what Jesus is doing here. He has come to bring an end to an era and to bring judgment on the temple. The temple has not fulfilled the purpose that God intended for it. It's God's vineyard, and it's not producing the fruits that God intended for it to produce. It's full of idolatry, and Jesus has come to bring an end to that and to institute the fulfillment of temple worship. And so I think Jesus is prophetically trying to announce, and John, the gospel writer, wants us to notice that Jesus is announcing the end of that era and the beginning of a new era. So he says, "Tear down this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days." So he's gone from the temple that was built by Herod, and he's calling his own body a temple. And he's saying that my body is now the place where forgiveness of sin takes place. My body is now the place where healing takes place. My body is now the place where one can draw near to God. And I think he's opening up a very important biblical theme. All through the Old Testament, we see God allowing judgment to come on temples and temple complexes. Probably most importantly, Solomon's temple was destroyed during the Babylonian captivity. And I think some of what's going on in those passages is going on here. For example, the prophet Ezekiel in chapters 8 through 11 sees a vision of the temple and the idolatry that's in the temple. And as a result of the idolatry, God's glory leaves the temple, goes east to the Mount of Olives, and departs from the temple. And that's God's judgment. And God allows the Babylonians to come and destroy the temple. But later on, in the same book, Ezekiel sees a vision of the new temple that God wants to build in the coming days. And that vision at the end of the book of Ezekiel is this spectacular temple that most people agree would be impossible to build because of its size and complexity. But I believe that what that was referring to, what Ezekiel was seeing, was referring to Jesus. That Jesus was that new temple that was going to be built and bring about the fulfillment of the temple. And that's another thing I want to point out. Some people think that the Old Testament sacrificial system was bad and God was putting an end to it because he didn't like sacrifices. That's not the case. The sacrificial system itself was a sign, and it was pointing to what Jesus would do and who Jesus is. All the sacrifices, all the priesthood were a good thing that God gave Israel to teach them about how to draw near to God, how to be forgiven, how to be blessed and bring God's blessing and the goodness of his character to other nations. And so I believe in this action, Jesus is calling for that era to end and saying the end of this temple and its purpose is coming about. Remember, later on, he'll have a discussion with the Samaritan woman in which he discusses true worship and that one day true worship will be the Father's looking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. But I also want to go ahead into the later part of the New Testament and refer to the book of Revelation, because there, I think we see something similar going on. In the first chapters of the book of Revelation, Jesus comes, and it's a description of a temple scene. There's candlesticks that are like the temple candles. We see Jesus with a sash. He's a high priest. And he comes to judge the seven churches of Asia Minor. He's doing something very similar to what he's doing here. In some cases, he's commending. In some cases, he's calling for repentance. But in every case, he's the sovereign Lord who's come to his house, and he expects, because of the work of his ministry, for it to be doing what he wants it to do, for true worship to be happening there, for the fruit of righteousness to be produced there, for the gospel to be going forth from there and blessing all nations. So I think this scene in the temple where Jesus cleanses it points back to all his judgments on temples in the Old Testament. And then finally, most importantly, he says, tear down this temple. Remember, this Solomon's temple was destroyed because of his people's sin, of the people's of God's sin. And Jesus is hinting at here, tear down this temple. In other words, this temple deserves destruction, and Jesus himself was going to undergo that destruction. He himself was going to undergo that judgment on sin, and that temple would be rebuilt, and it would forever be the place where people can draw near to God, where people can be forgiven, and where people can bring the blessing of God's goodness and grace out to other people. One last note. It says that many believed because of the signs that Jesus was performing. Imagine a lot of people were probably pretty tickled to see the temple authorities, exposed like that. But notice also that it says that Jesus knew people. In the Gospel of John, belief is always ambivalent, or it's always uncertain. Many people believe, but they don't stay believing. And I think that's going to be a big theme in the Gospel of John, that belief that really counts is belief that remains, that endures. And so as you go through the Gospel of John, notice when people believe, and notice if they continue to believe, because this is one of the major themes of this Gospel. Bless you.